That is my showbiz music, and I'm joined in the studio by Laurie Ellingham. She's here to talk about her debut novel, which is The Reluctant Celebrity, which has just been published, and she's getting loads of good feedback for it. You've got one foot in Essex and one foot in Suffolk.
Yes, although I like to think of myself as Essex, but my husband keeps telling me that we're the other side of the river. But yes, we're on the borders.
On the borders. So were you actually brought up in Essex?
Oh, born and raised, Rochford Hospital, grew up in Rayleigh. Yeah. So yes, very much an Essex girl.
But you've got a lovely speaking voice.
Oh, well, I'm just faking it now. When you hear me later, you'll hear me.
You'll be doing these. Is that Marlo Brando as she's driving away? thanks for coming in. Now, before we talk about the book, it's all very exciting and stuff's happening, which we won't mention on air, but there's lots of exciting stuff happening, which you mentioned, but we can't say. When did you actually first sort of think to yourself, I'd like to write a book? Did you write from being very young, doing stories, or...?
Yes, I did. In year four, Mrs. Noakes, my teacher, was very encouraging and referred to me as a young Enid Blyton, which was very sweet, probably completely incorrect, but she really encouraged me, and I've always written, and I think it was only when I left university that I thought maybe it's time I tried to write, and I did, and failed miserably for the first few books, but I'm here now.
So sitting down to write, because you do have two small children as well.
I do,
so it's not like you've got the luxury of just sitting there in a house of silence.
No, although I did, luckily, with The Reluctant Celebrity, I wrote it before I had children,
right?
And then put it to one side for a few years. But yes, it's much more on the go now.
When you actually sit down to write a book, and I do always ask writers this, because some people have got a different way of doing things. Everybody, as we said off air, thinks that they can write a book. I've got a book in me, and then you go to write something, and you get about a page and a half, and you go, "Well, that's really good," and then you've got another 400 pages to write, and you've lost it. So how do you start? Do you actually write down a couple of pages about what the book's going to be, and then you've got to kind of pad it out? How does it work for you?
Well, I'm one for planning, so I know every single thing, every single chapter that's going to happen. I know what my characters look like. I even have little pictures of them that I've stolen from the internet of people.
Oh, wow.
And I open it up every day so I can look at them, and then I start writing, and sometimes the storyline takes a slightly different direction to how I thought it would. But yeah, I think it's just every day, just waiting and see what happens with it. I think sometimes the characters come alive more than I thought they would and go in a different direction.
And do you put yourself into the characters? Is there a bit of you in each of the characters or not?
Oh, there is. I think it's impossible not to put yourself into each of the characters, especially in The Reluctant Celebrity. Jules is a runner and I'm a runner, and she's very headstrong and determined, and I think probably I'm very similar, so she's not me, I should hasten to add.
Oh, right. There we go, she hastens to add that. So tell us about, your day job is a runner.
Oh no, well, I just run for fun.
Oh right, I thought runner, because I read that you'd like to do running, because I was going to ask you about that. Then I thought runner, and then I thought you worked at a TV production company.
No,
you never have runners, don't that's what they're
called,
aren't
they? Oh dear, I must amend my
bio. She works the BBC, what are you doing?
Oh yes, no, nothing that glamorous. I like to run in the hills where we live, but no, my day job is I divide my time between writing and looking after my children.
Which is enough for anybody.
It is indeed.
And
yes.
How old are your children?
Tommy is 5, he's just started school, and Lottie is 3, almost 4 next week, and so she starts school in September.
Now what is the, so you sit down and you started writing this book, The Reluctant Celebrity.
Yes.
We want people to go and buy the book, so obviously we can give a little bit away about the characters and what it's about, but you know, you'll have to buy the book, right? You'll have to buy it.
Yes,
not giving it away. You've got publishers now as well. So when you actually first had the book, as you said, you wrote it a while ago, how difficult is it to get a publisher interested in it, or how do you go about, if you've got a book out there, to get it out for people to read in the first place?
It is really, really hard, and you have to prepare yourself for a lot of rejections. I think The Reluctant Celebrity has been rejected probably at least 50 times, which is hard, really hard, but you have to take away some things from it and revise it, and I think this probably had about 5 edits. And then I got really sick of the rejections and decided to self-publish it on Amazon Kindle.
Yeah.
And it did so well that then a publisher came along and said, oh, actually, we'd like to have it. So that was just another route that I took, which was really good.
And it's the same as when we have bands in doing music. It's to get your music out there and then get the interest coming to you, isn't it?
Exactly, so. Yes. That's how it worked for this one. But then it's been a little bit more traditional with my next book.
Oh, have you finished the next one?
Oh, yeah, I finished my second book, that's being published by Austin McCauley again.
Yeah.
But my third book's been taken by an agent, which is really exciting. But
how many books have you written?
Well, I'm on my third book.
Right,
so she's taken it, but I've got to actually finish it, so I'm trying to find the time,
yeah,
which is quite impossible at the moment.
So you're a fully fledged author?
Yes, I am. It's very exciting.
Is that nice to say to people? It is.
I'm now no longer a struggling writer. I'm now an author, which is really a privilege.
Now, tell us about the book. Tell us about the characters and why you picked this particular... Or did this story just appear to you one night? Did you think, oh... And then you had to write it down. How did it happen?
Well, I think probably a bit of both. I really wanted to write a romance novel that had a really strong female character, because I think there is so many out there where they're all a bit wishy-washy. And
yeah.
I'm quite strong-minded, and I wanted a female character like that. And, yeah, the idea just came to me one day, what would happen if a boyfriend that you broke up with ages ago suddenly became famous, and it went from there, really. So the novel's about Jules Stewart. Mm. She's a property developer and extremely private person. And one day she finds a picture on the front page of a national tabloid and the target of a campaign to get herself reunited with her famous ex-boyfriend, the gorgeous Guy Rawson, which she hates. So she runs off into the countryside and tries to hide from it. But obviously things unravel, and it's not always that easy to hide from the tabloids.
And is it got an element of comedy in there as well? Is there little comedic bits?
I like to think there's a few funny bits. Mm. A few teary moments as well. A bit of everything. So it's I certainly laughed when I wrote some of it.
I think that this is a very interesting subject, because I don't think people realise how much you read about celebrities, but I don't think people realise how much things change once you get a slight bit of television exposure, or whether you get, you know, or you get somebody writing a story about you in the paper. Literally, life can change for you overnight, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely, especially with a ferocious tabloid that is like the novel. And part of the novel is it's got the tabloid stories throughout the novel, so that's quite a fun part of watching her life play out in the tabloids.
Do you think a film might be coming off the back of this? I think it sounds like good for a film.
Oh yes, but it's very Notting Hill. I'd love to see a film out of it, obviously. But one step at a time. You know, it's taken me a few years to get to this stage, so we'll see where we are in another few years. I'll come back and tell you all about it.
So who in The Reluctant Celebrity, who's going to play who? What you must know already that you've got the characters for the female and the male lead.
I don't know, actually. All the celebrities that I know are sort of George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
You know George Clooney?
Well, I don't know. You know, the ones I grew up loving.
Yeah.
And they're all too old now.
Oh, poor. Sorry, George.
So very old.
He does live in England as well. He could have popped over, but
he's
too old.
Ryan Gosling. Just someone really gorgeous who I could meet and wrap my arm around for a few minutes.
So how old have they got to be? What sort of age group is the character? They're in their early 20s?
Well, Jules, late 20s, early 30s is where they are. So probably... Yeah. For a celebrity, an actor, they'd have to be probably 40s or under to sort of sneak into that bracket.
Yeah, we don't want it. George, if you are listening, you like the lead, we don't mind. We'll happily audition, George.
Oh, I'll audition you, but I'm afraid I can't make any promises.
It's not making any promises. So The Reluctant Celebrity, it's out now. You can download it on Kindle and you can buy it in book form as well.
Yeah, book form, and Waterstones Brentwood are stocking it, so you can pop in there and get it, or get it on Amazon.
And you're going to be doing a book signing.
I am.
Which is Saturday the 11th of July in Epping.
Yes, please come along. It's at 12:30. And if you are an aspiring writer out there, I'd happily answer any questions about publishing and writing as well whilst I'm there.
And whereabouts in Epping? Because you've got to say, generally, just don't turn up in Epping. You'll have to go to a certain place.
It's on the high street. It's the Epping Bookshop, so it's quite well known in Epping and quite a prestigious place. I looked on their website last night and Roger Stewart just done book signing there, so I'll be following in his footsteps.
My friend bumped him too much. She was in London, walked out of a shop and went, God, mind where you're going? And then she looked up and it was Roger Stewart.
I'd love to bump into a celebrity.
There we go. Could be the feature for another book. So the next book after this one, tell us a little bit about the other two books, if you're allowed.
So I am allowed. second book is called Snap. It's similar in that it's a romantic fiction novel about Katie Davenport and what happens when she snaps in one moment of complete insanity and how her life spirals out of control from there.
Mm-hmm.
It should be out hopefully by March next year. And my third book, which is completely different, it's not a romance, so I can't give anything away apart from the title, which is 3 Months to Live. Yes, it's actually really hard to write as well. So a very, very different, but I'm challenging myself a little bit now.
And if there's one bit of advice you can give somebody that's out there that'd love to write a book, what is the number one thing they need to do, is which will help them actually get a book written?
Sit down and write it. Ignore all the other jobs, because the kitchen can stay messy for another day, as mine often does. And there's always so many things that get in the way of sitting down and writing, and you've just got to be disciplined and do it. And that's how you can start. And once you get past your first 10,000 words, it tends to start flowing after that.
10,000 words?
Oh, yeah. Well, The Reluctant Celebrity is quite a sort of shorter read. Yeah. It's not quite as thick as some of the novels out there. And that's 70,000 words.
Yeah.
So it's, it's a struggle sometimes to get through the word count. But as you can start seeing it clock by.
So this is a perfect book for people going on holiday, want a great
Absolutely.
Read.
Yep, squeezing the suitcase well. Really lighthearted and fabulous for a beach read, I think.
Yeah, and would make women feel powerful, strong, and because it's got a good, powerful, strong lead.
I hope so. I hope you'll come away thinking that she got with the right person in the end. There are two love interests. Ooh. So, yes, I have had a few reviews saying, oh, I wanted her to go with the other guy. But you can't please everybody.
Who's the other? So we've got a young version of George Clooney.
Oh, yes, gorgeous Guy Rawson. And then there's a dashing, hunky pub owner as well.
Oh, who would he be in the have you got
I don't know. He's very large and blonde-haired and windswept. And he's got this great...
The Boris Johnson way.
He does, actually, doesn't he? But better looking.
Better looking than
much better looking.
Sorry, Boris, if you're listening. Sorry. I've just got an image now, but the thing is, when you do radio, as soon as you put, say, a George Clooney character, or you mention people in their minds immediately, and that's what I love, because I love to read. When you open the book, every person that reads the book will look at the character so differently.
Absolutely.
And you see them. You see, when you read a book, you actually see everything as a movie in your head.
Yeah, and I certainly see it as a movie as I'm writing it. So I see the scene in my head and then have to try and get it down on paper.
Yeah.
And absolutely, I think my job as a writer is to give you enough description so you can get a basic outline of what someone looks like, but then let you fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than you wanting them to look like something else and then can't, because they've been too much description in there. Yeah.
So and ignore the Boris Johnson comment. Yes.
He's so handsome.
Well, he is in a kind of cute little way.
Oh, I meant my character, Rich Green, not Boris.
I think Boris is quite... He's very well spoken, though.
Well, he is, really.
He's
a bit clumsy, isn't he?
Yeah, he'd probably like to spill the pints over people's heads, to be quite honest. Yeah, not really good. Now, so if you want to get hold of The Reluctant Celebrity, you can get it on Kindle, you can get it on it'll be on Amazon. Don't forget, there's a book signing on the High Street in Epping on Saturday the 11th of July. What time are you there?
12:30.
And if people want to follow you, have you got your web page and have you got your Twitter?
Yes, I'm at Laurie Ellingham on Twitter. Please do follow me. I'm a bit new to Twitter, so I haven't got that many followers yet. And yeah, I've got a website. It's www.laurie-ellingham.com.
Lovely. Well, I hopefully, when you get the book and it's all been you're getting the movie together, if you needed one to come down and do a bit of help with the casting, I can sit there.
Oh, I'd love to have you, Michelle. Yes, definitely. I'm not sure I'll get any say in it, but by all means, you can be my...
George Clooney is the character, but he's about 70. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He's perfect.
Right, 11:43. Thanks very much to Laurie there.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And don't forget, do check out The Reluctant Celebrity. It's available to buy now. Great book to take away on holiday as well. And if you want something uplifting with a strong female character.
Thank you.
Lovely. Right, here we go. We're going to have some information about the Queen's Theatre.
The Curtain Call with Queen's Theatre Hornchurch.
The sizzling cult musical Hot Stuff explodes onto the Queen's Theatre.